Okay, we're now going to learn Tainus Daf Zayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara starts out with two basic statements about how great a rainy day is. Then it's going to go off on a little bit of a tangent where it mentions 11 different things about how fantastic Torah is, with one story interspersed amongst those 11 things about how fantastic Torah is. And then on Amid Beis, which is not going to be this year, will be the next year, we're going to have two more things about how great rain is. So we're going to have two things about how great rain is, 11 things about how great Torah is, and then two more things about how great rain is. So let's get going on that. Amar Rabbi Avahu, Zayin Amar Aleph, Amar Rabbi Avahu, Gadol Yom HaGsham Mitchias HaMesim. The day of rain is better than the day of Tchias HaMesim. Dil Tchias HaMesim LaTzadikim, because Tchias HaMesim only benefits Tzadikim. Vil Gshamim Bein LaTzadikim Bein LaRashon. Apparently only Tzadikim come back to life in Tchias HaMesim. But rain benefits everybody, whether you're a Tzadik or a Rasha. Pligad Rav Yosef. So the Gemara says that Pligad Rav Yosef, that this is against what Rav Yosef says. Dom Rav Yosef Mitoch Shehishkula Ketchias HaMesim Kavu'ua B'Tchias HaMesim. That since rain is as good as Tchias HaMesim, since they both bring life to the world, so that's why they established it, the bracha about rain, in the bracha of Tchias HaMesim. So you see that Rav Yosef holds that rain is not better than Tchias HaMesim, it's as good as Tchias HaMesim. That's statement number one about the greatness of a rainy day. Statement number two, Amar Rav Yehuda, Gadol Yom HaGsham Ki Yom Shenitna Bo Torah. A rainy day is as great as the day that the Torah was given. Shneamar Yarav Kamata Lichi, that the rain will come down like my lekach will come down like rain. What's the lekach? The in lekach el Torah. That refers to Torah. Shenemar ki lekach tov nasati lachem. I gave you a great lekach. What is that? Torasi al ta'azovu. It is my Torah that you shall not abandon. Rav Amar Yoser mi yom shenitna bo Torah. It's even greater than the day that the Torah was given. Shemar yarov kamater likhi. Mi nitla b'mi. What are we comparing to what? Haviyomer kata nitla b'gatel. We compare the lesser thing to the greater thing. So we compare. So since Moshe Rabbeinu compared the Torah to rain, we're saying, oh, the Torah is so great, it's like rain. Meaning rain is really the actual greater thing than the Torah. Says Rava. So main point number one is a rainy day is comparable or perhaps greater than, comparable to, or even greater than, or even greater than the days of Tchias HaMesim and Matan Torah. Good, that's main point number one. Now the Gemara, once we mention about how rainy days as great as Matan Torah, so the Gemara is going to say a lot of things about Torah. Number one, Rava Rami. Rava asked the following contradiction. Ksiv Yarov Kamata Lichi. It says that the Torah is compared to rain that comes strong. Uksiv Tezel Katal Dimrasi. That the Torah is compared to dew. So in Tamil Chacham Hagunhu, why is it compared to both rain and dew? If a Tamil Chacham acts properly, then Katal. Then you should deal with him like dew. You should be soft with him. Ve'im lav, but if he's not a proper Tamil Chacham, or Feyu Kamatar, then you got to be very hard on him. His Rebbe should be very hard on him and should be very strict with him until he develops the proper midos, because you can't allow a Tamil Chacham to develop with bad midos. So you have to be very, very strict on him and very rough on him until he develops the proper midos. Second teaching about Torah, Tanya HaRebino Omer, Kala Osik B'Torah L'Shma, anyone who learns Torah L'Shma, who learns Torah for the right reason, Toraso Nasis Lo Sam Chaim, the Torah becomes like an elixir of life. It becomes like a medicine of life. Shenemar Eitz Chaim Hi L'Machazikim Ba. It is a tree of life for those who latch onto it. Va'omer Rifus Tihi L'Sharecha, that the Torah will heal the body. Va'omer Kimotzi Matzo Chaim, that someone who finds Torah and learns it will find life. V'kala Osik B'Torah Shalo L'Shma, but someone who learns Torah Shalo L'Shma, someone who learns Torah not for the right reasons, he just learns Torah so that people will respect him, Nasas Osama Maves, then it will become like a poison for him. Shemar Yarov Kamata Lichi Ve'ena Rifa El Hariga. It says Ya'arof Kamatar. It will be Oref him like rain. What's Ya'arof? Arifa means to kill. Shemar Va'arfu Shamasa Egla Benachal. Just like we have by the Egla Rufa. What do we do with the Egla Rufa? We chop the back of its neck. We kill it by chopping at the back of its neck. So that's what we see, that Torah could be very harmful to a person if he does not learn Torah Lishma. Third teaching about Torah. I don't know how we're going to make main points out of all 11 teachings. We'll have to figure it out. third teaching about Torah. Amli Rabbi Yirmi Rabbi Zera, Lesi Mar, Lisni, he says, come and teach. Amr Leh, he said, Chalash Liboy Vloichilna, I'm sorry, I'm not feeling so well, I can't come to learn right now. Lema Mar Milsa Dagata, he says, okay, at least tell us some Agarta, so tell us some nice teaching in Agada. So Amr Leh, Hachi Amr Rabbi Yochanan, he says, okay, I'll tell you the following. This is what Rabbi Yochanan said. Maidich, what does the pasuk mean when it tells us, that man is like a tree of the field. What is a man, a tree in a field? What does it mean? But because it says in the pasuk that you're not supposed to destroy trees, because you eat from trees and therefore you shouldn't chop it down, also that the empty trees, the trees that don't bear any fruits, you cut down. So it depends. If he's a proper kind of Talmud Chacham, the Talmud Chacham that acts with proper midos, so then you should eat from that tree and don't cut such a tree down. Vim lav, but if he's not a proper Talmud Chacham, oso sashchis v'charata, then you should chop down that kind of tree. So teaching number one and number three about Torah are all about how the difference between a Talmud Chacham with midos and a Talmud Chacham without midos. Teaching number two was the difference between someone who learns Torah lishma and learns Torah shelo lishma. Now teaching number four about Torah. Amar Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina. Ma'i d'chziv. What does the pasuk mean when it says Barzel b'Barzel Yochad? That why does the Torah compare a man and his friend to Barzel, to iron? Lomer lecha, to teach you ma Barzel zeh echad mechadid es chaver. Just like when you sharpen a knife, you take two pieces of iron and you rub them against each other, and that's how it sharpens the knife. Af shnei talmidei chacham mechadin zeh zeh ba'alacha. So too, two talmidei chacham sharpen each other in halacha when they learn together and they get to work off of each other's ideas and discuss with each other, they each become sharper. Number five, fifth statement about Torah. Amar Rabbi Bar Chanina, lam nimshlu divrei Torah ke'esh. Why is Torah compared to fire? Shemar haloko dvarei ke'esh num Hashem. That Hashem says that my words are like fire. Lomer lecha, to tell you, ma esh eino dolek yichidi, just like fire does not get lit alone, af divrei Torah ein miskayim b'yichidi, so to divrei Torah does not last when someone learns it alone. V'hainu dam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, ma'i d'chsiv, that's what Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina teaches us. What does the pasuk mean when it says cherev el habadim vino alu? It means cherev al sonein shel talmidei chachamim she'oskim bad bevad, that it should be a sword against the talmidei chachamim who sit there learning alone by Torah. V'lo od, not only does it not help them, el shemetapshin, they become stupider if they sit and learn alone. They become dumber by sitting and learning alone. You need a chavrusa, you need someone to share ideas with. Shenemar vino alu. V'lo od, not only that, el shechotin, they're considered sinners. The word no'alu relates to sin. Or some say it's from the following pasuk. So you see again the concept of learning from other people or together with other people. Along similar lines, a sixth teaching about Talmud Torah. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, lama nimshlu divrei Torah ke'etz? Why are divrei Torah compared to a tree? Shenemar etz chayim hi l'machazikim ba, as we see in the pasuk, where the pasuk says that Torah is like a tree of life for those who latch onto it, those who grab onto it. Lomer lecha, to tell you, ma etz katan madlikas hagadol, just like when you want to start a large bonfire, you throw in a little match, a little piece of wood. Af talmidei chacham katanim mechadin es hagadolim. So too with talmidei chacham, it works that way. Talmidim who are not as great as the rebbes, sometimes they ask the questions that sharpen the rebbes and make the rebbes much, much better in learning. V'hainu dam Rabbi Chanina, and that's what Rabbi Chanina says. Harbe lamaditi mirabosai. He said, I learned a lot of Torah from my rebbeim. Umechaverai yosim mirabosai. And from my friends, I learned even more than I learned from my rebbeim. Umitalmidai yosir mikulan, but for my talmidim, I learned more than all of them. So let's make that a concept. Mitalmidai yosir mikulan, that even though he learned a lot of Torah from different people, he learned a lot from his rebbeim and even more from his chaverim. No one more than from his talmidim. Number seven, seventh teaching about Torah. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Rami. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa asked the following contradiction. Ksiv lekras tzameh hitoyumayim. It says you have to bring water when a person is thirsty, and we know water refers to Torah, and thirsty means someone who wants to learn. Uksiv haikol tzameh luchulamayim. But then it says that someone who's thirsty should go to the water. So which is it? Should we bring water to the guy who's thirsty, or should the guy who's thirsty go to the water? So again, in Talmud Hagunhu, if he's a guy, a proper kind of Talmud who wants to learn, likrat samei toyu might. So then the Rebbe should go find that Talmud and go teach him. V'lo, but if the Talmud is not a proper Talmud, he doesn't really want to learn from you, haikot samei luchul amayim, then you don't have to chase after him to make him learn. Let him come to the Rebbe when he's ready to learn. The Rebbe doesn't have to chase after the Talmud if the Talmud isn't interested in learning. Eighth teaching now about Torah, Rabbi Hanina bar Chama asked the following stira, Ksiv yafutsu mayanasecha chutza. It says that you should go and teach your Torah outside to others. Uksiv, and the pasuk also says, yulechalavadecha, that it should be for you alone. It sounds like you're not supposed to go spreading it to others. Siim Talmud hagunhu yafutsu mayanasecha chutza. If it's a Talmud that wants to learn from you, so good, go spreading it. Fim lav. But if the Talmud doesn't really want to learn from you, so then yulechalavadecha, then it should be for yours alone. Amr Rechini Baridi, a ninth teaching about Torah. Lama nimshul divrei Torah l'mayim. Why are divrei Torah compared to water? Dechsev haikol tzmei l'chul l'mayim. Anyone who's thirsty goes to water. Lomercha, this teaches you, ma mayim manichin makom gavah v'holchul l'makom namuch af divrei Torah in miskaimen el b'misha daito shvala. Just like water always goes down to the lowest place. It always trickles down to the lowest place. So too, divrei Torah only work for someone who's humble, for someone who's in the lowest place. His mind is in the lowest place, he's very humble. That's only humble people have find success in their Torah. And now a tenth teaching about Torah. V'am Raboshi Alam Nimshlu Divrei Torah L'Shlosha Mashkin Alalu. Why is Torah compared to specifically three drinks? Water, wine, and milk. How do I know it's compared to these three drinks? One pasuk says that if you're thirsty, you should go to water. And another pasuk talks about wine and milk. So the Torah is compared to wine and milk. So why these three drinks? To tell you, just like these three drinks can only last and will only survive in the cheapest of kelim, in the cheapest of utensils, after Torah miskayven el b'misha daito shvala. So too, Torah only lasts from people who are very, very humble. So we've had 10 teachings about Torah, but I think we can summarize them pretty easily in just a few main points. One main point I guess we'll have is that the first three teachings are we should be much kinder to a Talmud with good midos than a Talmud with bad midos. Much kinder to a Talmud with good midos than a Talmud with bad midos. That was the theme of the first three teachings. So that's a main point. Another main point we could have is the theme of the fourth, fifth, and sixth teaching, I believe, the fourth, fifth, and sixth teaching, the theme is, and this will be a main point, that Talmidei Chachamim need each other, need to learn together to become better in learning. They can't learn alone. Together and from their Talmidim. But not alone. It's a sin for them to learn alone. And then the main point of the seventh and eighth teaching, I guess we'll make another main point of the seventh and eighth teaching, is that a Rebbe should make a significant effort to teach a Talmud who wants to learn, but not so much to teach a Talmud who doesn't want to learn. Teach a Talmud, I'm just writing it now also, who wants to learn, but not so much for a Talmud who doesn't want to learn. And the point of teachings 9 and 10 is that, and this will be another main point, humble people succeed in Torah. That's why it's compared to water that goes to the lowest place. That's why it's like water, wine, and milk that only succeeds in the cheapest of kelim. Now the Gemara tells a very famous story about how these things only work in cheap kelim. Kedamrele Barti de Kesar, like the story of the Kesar, said the Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Ichachma mefar bechli mechor. She said, "Oi, what a brilliant man in such an ugly kli." Meaning you're a very ugly man for such a brilliant guy. So Amalei Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya said to her, "Avicha." Your father keeps wine in these earthenware utensils. Why would he do that? Wine is such a precious drink. Amalei, she said, "El b'may nirmi." Well, where is he supposed? Where should he keep wine? Amalei said, "Atun dechashvitu. You are such chashva people. Rumu b'money dahava v'kasva. You should keep it in gold and silver kelim." So Azla va'amalei lavua. She went and she told her father, "Rami lechamra b'money dahava v'kasva." And they put all the wine in gold and silver kelim. V'takif, and obviously all the wine spoiled. So the servants came and they said to him, to the Kesar, that all the wine got messed up. So Amrullah, the Kesar said to his daughter, "Man Amrullah, who told you this brilliant idea to put the wine in these horrible kelim, in these beautiful kelim that ruined it?" Amrullah, she said, "Rabbi Shub ben Chananya, the smartest Jew in the world, told me to do that. Rabbi Shub ben Chananya told me to do that. She said, he couldn't have misled me. Karyu, so they called Rabbi Shub ben Chananya. Amrullah, so the Kesar said to him, "Why did you say this to her, to put the great wine in these beautiful kelim that ruined the wine?" Amar Lei, so the Rabbi Shimon Chananya told the Kesar, "Ki echi darma li, I was just responding to what she was saying to me. She told me that I'm this brilliant guy in an ugly kli." So Amri La, they said, "How can you put wine such?" So I just responded in kind. How could you put wine in such an ugly kli? Meaning, just like wine only works in a kli cheres, so too maybe chachma only works in someone who's not so good looking. So the Kesar asked, "But wait a second, that's not true. V'ika shapiri de gemiri. There are plenty of good looking talmidei chachamim. How can you say that you can't be a good looking talmid chacham? There are plenty of fine, handsome talmidei chachamim." So says Mar Iavusanu, if those talmidei chachamim were ugly, tfei avu gemiri, then they would be really big talmidei chachamim. Meaning, it should be super impressive to you if they're a good looking talmidei chachamim. Because if they weren't good looking, then they would have been even much greater talmidei chachamim. Which is an interesting comment for the Gemara to make. Okay, now the 11th statement about Torah, and then we'll stop for today's shiur. Davar Acher, another teaching about Torah, the 11th and final statement about Torah, relates to, again, why Torah is compared to specifically the three drinks of water, milk, and wine. Mashlosh Mashkan Alol, just like these three drinks, Ein Nefsal and El Behes Chadas, they only become not ra'ui for drinking when a person doesn't guard them properly, because they could easily spill, or something could easily fall into them that will ruin them. After v'rei Torah in mishtakchin el bes chadas. So too, a person only forgets his Torah when he stops thinking about Torah. Hes chadas, important concept. Let's underline that. Hes chadas means a person stops paying attention. So just like wine, water, and milk, they turn bad and they have trouble when you stop paying attention for a little bit. Divrei Torah, you'll never forget if you're always paying attention to it. But if you stop paying attention, you get distracted by other things, that's when a person forgets his Divrei Torah. Okay, we will stop there.